KB2HXS, listening.
This is 0TR Mobile. I don't know how long I'll be with you. We're looking for a house. Not for us.
Life is good. I'm just leaving Ingalls down here on 290. Heading back to the house. Got to do a little fire pit slash barbecue today with the rest of my bandmates. And just take a nice Sunday afternoon off, you know?
It's a beautiful day. Well, we just thought we'd take a ride. And we're over in Inman and looking for a place where we're going to pick up our chickens when next Friday, matter of fact. And we come through the country. Boy, there's some beautiful country up here.
Yeah, Steve lives up that way. It's a nice area. I wish I would have did something up there a little bit. It's a little more spread out than where I'm at now. But yeah, no, it's definitely a nice area.
I have a solar array that you wouldn't believe. I don't know but what it might have belonged to a utility. It is humongous.
Oh, absolutely. I believe it. Florida, FPNL down in Florida was putting up solar farms everywhere. Disney had a bunch of solar panels all over the place, and it's really nice.
It's good add-on stuff, but as far as being a reliable thing, and you can't really bank on it all the time, but it's good. We thought about it on the house, but I know the neighbor had it done, and in the end, it's still $40,000 that you're going to have to pay back one way or the other.
The price I got was $25,000. It's probably gone up because now the demand is there, you know, and everybody's like, oh, I don't want to pay the high electric bills and blah, blah, blah.
If I'm not mistaken, I know Duke Energy, which we're on, they went from reimbursing 1 kW for 1 kW put back to half a kW after January 1st.
It's a heck of a lot of money for me to lay out $25,000 for panels. You know, I'd rather work on my house and make it more efficient, like when I get my windows put in and got to re-insulate underneath my floor in the basement, and, you know, just do things like that. And then eventually switch out my heating to gas instead of heat pump.
You know, down here in a temperate climate like it is, a heat pump's fine, but if you can get that system that has the gas backup for when it gets inefficient on heat pump, that is the ultimate, I think. It's a little pricey, but I think you do that kind of work, so it wouldn't really matter there.
I do. I mean, my air conditioning system's 2019 trained. So the only thing I would probably have to do is just change out the air handler, pull the air handler, and put a furnace in there, and then run a gas line up, you know, a furnace and a coil, and do something like that. Really wouldn't cost all that much.
A split system, I think they call it.
Correct, a split system. And then you get the thermostat to be able to do the dual fuel, and you set the thermostat so that you have I know it is a way to do it with the train where you have the outdoor temperature probe being able to be read by the thermostat, so that when the outside temperature gets below, say, 40 degrees or something, it'll shut the heat pump off and turn the gas on.
And I think, it used to be 47 where they started getting inefficient. I think they can still suck some heat out of the air clear down till it gets near 30 anymore, I believe.
Pumps, they've gotten a lot better over the years, a lot more efficient, especially with the R410. And I think they can go a little bit lower now than 40, but I wouldn't push it below 45 degrees. I mean, you know, you're asking for trouble if it freezes up. I had to change out a defrost board in a customer a couple of weeks ago because it failed. And the condenser iced up outside, and it wouldn't thaw out. It wouldn't go into defrost and defrost the coils.
Well, we don't have natural gas, which I wish we did, but we do have propane, so it's within the realm of possibility. Our system's about 11, 12 years old now, I think. But I've had a new thermostatic expansion valve and a new evaporator, so pretty good shape overall. This is Central TR.
Access Mobile. It all really boils down to how efficient your house is. Like my house is not very efficient right now because the windows that are in it, they leak like crazy. And we have a February 2nd date of delivery for the windows to my window installer. So we're probably looking either the first or second week of February to get them replaced. And then I want to get the insulation back under the floor again, you know, in my basement. And that'll seal the house up fairly well.
I think we found our address here, Dave. I'm going to turn around, go back up there, knock on their door, which nowadays they may not answer, just to make sure of it. But I'm in a place here where I can stop and sit for a little bit. But, that sounds really interesting. There goes a big flock of crows. Wish it was going north. That'd be a good sign, wouldn't it? A little too early for that. But I had a friend back up in Kansas, did that a long time ago, and he was an HVAC guy and did it himself, and he's really been pleased with it. And Kansas is a different world than it is down here.
I bet. All right, Tom, I'm in the driveway here. Let me get the groceries inside and get things ready for this afternoon's fun. You have a good afternoon, my friend. And 73 to you, N0TR, KB2HXS.
Guys, stay safe, and nice talking to you today from this beautiful spot out here in Inman, South Carolina. 73s, KB2HXS, N0TR. And I'm now clear.
KB2HXS, clear.